USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of people marched in Sacramento, California last night protesting a county DA's decision not to charge two police officers involved in the fatal shooting of a black man last March. Over 80 people arrested by police last night. Officers in the case had said they believed Stephon Clark had a gun in his hand when they shot him in his grandmother's backyard. No weapon was ever found. It's believed he was holding a cell phone.
Our hearts go out to everyone affected by the devastating storms.
That's President Trump speaking about the storms that hit the Deep South on Sunday, killing 23 people in Lee County, Alabama, where more people are missing and the searching will resume this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
More investigations into President Trump and his associates. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Democrats requesting more and more documents from President Trump. He says he'll gladly comply with this request. Here's the president.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax. You can learn about that as you grow older. It's a political hoax.
The president facing his first veto over his declaration of a national emergency to build a wall on the southern border, the House passing a resolution blocking the order, the Senate expected to do the same, and now it looks like President Trump will then make good on his veto threat. An HIV-positive man's the second known person to be cleared of the AIDS virus. They say he's a man from London who's been virus-free for 3 years after receiving a bone marrow transplant from an HIV-resistant donor. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A pro wrestling legend has passed away, King Kong Bundy, a New Jersey native whose real name was Christopher Pelliz, wrestled for what was then known as the WWF in the 1980s and 90s. He met with opponents like Hulk Hogan in the ring. He died on Monday. King Kong Bundy, or Christopher Pelliz, was 61. Today is Fat Tuesday, a big celebration, of course, in New Orleans, but that means Lent begins tomorrow. It will be Ash Wednesday for Catholics, and in what may be a sign of the busy lifestyle of many Americans, a church in Bakersfield, California, is offering what they're calling Ashes to Go tomorrow. USA Radio's John Clemens with more.
Ash Wednesday opens Lent, a season of fasting and prayer leading up to Easter Sunday that falls on April 21st for 2019. Ash Wednesday comes from the ancient Jewish observance of paying penance. Officials at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bakersfield, California say they understand the constraints of time many Americans live under, so Pastor Don Wilder will be on the street administering what are called Ashes to Go to the public.
And the last Chevy Cruze will roll off the assembly line in Lordstown, Ohio tomorrow. In November, General Motors announced it was closing the plant that had opened there back in 1966. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.